You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the most famous radio broadcasts of all time happened October 30th, 1938. That's when 23-year-old Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater Company managed to convince most of America that Martians had invaded with the radio adaptation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. A reminder of the power of a radio performance. And it's something Joseph Zettelmeyer wants to bring back to audiences in Michigan. His Roustabout Theater Troupe is going around Southeast Michigan, bringing an old-time radio show to audiences so people can see the actors and see how sound effects are made. And in keeping with the fact we're nearly at Halloween, they're calling this the Dark Ride Radio Hour, creepy, spooky, old-time radio plays. Joseph Zettelmeyer, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much.
So what's in the Dark Ride Radio Hour?
Oh, all sorts of fun stuff. It's a collection of four different radio dramas, all horror themed, and they're all about different sort of things. We have one set in the Civil War. We have one set in the middle of a snowstorm in the Upper Peninsula. One set in the Christmas era during 1977. And one of them is set in a creepy cabin in the woods.
How many actors are involved in doing this?
We've got four actors. All of them are playing a wide variety of roles.
So that's fun as a performer to be able to slip in and out.
And they're great. They're really skilled at it.
And this is much the way that the classic radio dramas of that, when, if we hear from the 30s and 40s and the early 50s were done, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even if you go back and look at the pictures of the Orson Welles radio when he did The War of the Worlds, it sounds like an entire town full of people, and it's like 10 people.
Now, what got you thinking of doing this, of hearkening back to the classic radio genre?
Well, interestingly, it was actually in Chicago. Every year, there's a horror theater in Chicago that every year does a competition called Death Scribe. And it's a nationwide competition where you can submit radio plays, and they pick the top five. And in the last 4 years, I've been in it three times, and I've won it twice. And most of the scripts you're going to hear are actually from Death Scribe.
All right. So why not bring it to Southeast Michigan?
Exactly. No one around here had heard them, so we thought this would be a fun thing to do.
And then what does it do for you and the theater company to be able to get out and around and be nimble and go to audiences versus being in a theater where people have to travel to you?
Well, that's just it. That's so much a part of who we are. As a matter of fact, one of our slogans is, "We'll meet you where you are," is the idea of taking these sort of performances and bringing them to the people. Instead of having a permanent location, we can show up anywhere, and we do.
I'm interested in your reaction from audiences because unlike back in 1938 when Orson Welles did blow America's collective mind, there are so many options out there. Somebody can sit, you know, in the car and watch a streamed movie or a TV show. So what are you hearing as people watch this kind of everything old is new again approach?
It's fun. You know, what people tend to really seem to respond to is how much the Foley artists, the people who make the sound effects, how much that's actually part of the performance, that it's not just people making sound effects, that they're actually performing as well. People really, really, really respond to it. It is one of those rare art forms that in so many ways is still produced and performed the same way as it was back in, you know, almost 100 years ago. I mean, obviously the technology has improved, but the basic format of how we do it is still the same. And I think it's a fascinating thing for people to watch, this kind of throwback era style of performance.
And I know you're going to be at Livonia's Trinity House Theater this Friday night, the 21st, during
right.
the Dark Ride Radio Hour. So anybody can come and everybody, all ages?
Well, we're recommending some of the stories get a little scary. So we're recommending 16 and up, but, you know, everyone knows their children better than we do. So you can decide yourself. I saw Friday the 13th when I was much too young to see it, and I still love it to this day.
Well, the details are on the website for the Roustabout Theater Troupe. Just go to roustabouttheater.com. And again, it will be at Livonia's Trinity House Theater this Friday night, the 21st, the Dark Ride Radio Hour. Joseph Zettelmeyer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.